Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, July 14th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
it's just a really important day.
Two mother and baby home excavation works get underway, and EU decides not to bring in tariff countermeasures just yet. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a full exhumation of the former mother and baby home in Tuam will get underway today. It's the country's first ever mass exhumation. After it emerged, there are no burial records for 796 children and babies who died at the home. Irish Examiner journalist Alison O'Reilly first broke the story 11 years ago. She says today is hugely significant.
Forensics are going to go in there and they're going to start where the Tuam babies are believed to be buried. It is Ireland's first ever mass grave exhumation. We have legal documents stating that there are up to 796 children who died in the Tuam mother and baby home.
The EU has decided not to bring in countermeasures in response to US tariffs until at least early next month. US President Donald Trump has threatened tariffs of 30% on EU goods from August 1st. The EU says it would prefer to negotiate a solution with the Trump administration. Partner at EY Ireland, Simon McAllister, says the tariffs would hurt Irish businesses.
I think the main impact is that it just continues to build the uncertainty for everyone, because we've been hearing noises last week that there was going to be some sort of agreement reached. And then we had this letter over the weekend, which, you know, would appear to be a negotiating tactic, increase the pressure on the EU and, you know, threatening tariffs at our level, which would be really, really damaging from an Irish economy and from an Irish business point of view.
Donald Trump is expected to announce new plans to arm Ukraine with offensive weapons. It would be a major shift for the president, who previously said he would only provide defensive arms. An Axios report suggests the package may include long-range missiles that could reach deep inside Russia. The NTMA says there's no suggestion of an IT breach after a phishing attack. Gardaí are investigating after reports that the National Treasury Management Agency was scammed out of €5 million. Fraudsters used voice impersonation and a fake invoice to scam the agency out of the money. Taoiseach Simon Harris says it's vital for everyone to be on their guard.
Anything, I suppose, that exposes vulnerabilities in terms of scams and the financial impact that that can have, I think is a warning sign for all of us in government, absolutely, but I think for all of us as citizens as well. Those seeking to scam are becoming more sophisticated by the day.
A man in his 30s is due in court today, charged after a €2.2 million drug seizure in Laois and Dublin. Gardaí stopped and searched a vehicle on the M7 and found €100,000 worth of cocaine. They recovered a further €2.1 million worth of drugs during a follow-up search at a home in West Dublin over the weekend. Two women have been shot dead at a church in the US state of Kentucky. The suspect, who had carjacked a vehicle in Lexington, was killed by police. One man is in a critical condition. Coroner Gary Ginn says one of the victims was 72 years old.
This church was a small church. The majority of the individuals that attend the church there are related biologically some way or another. If not, they've been friends for many, many years. So it's a very tight-knit group of people.
112 pubs are closing every year, with a further 1,000 expected to shut their doors in the next decade. That's according to new research from Drinks Industry Group of Ireland. Just over 2,000 pubs have shut up shop since 2005. Author of the report, Tony Foley, says there's been a culling of pubs.
In 2024, there were 6,498 pubs. That's 2,119 less than 20 years ago in 2005. So there's been a drop of just about 25%. One in four of the pubs that existed 20 years ago no longer exist.
Southend Airport in London will remain closed until further notice after a plane crashed, sending a huge fireball into the air. The light aircraft got into difficulty moments after takeoff yesterday. Witnesses say the pilots had waved at children shortly before the collision. Sky's Amelia Harper says investigations are underway.
Essex police have called it a serious incident, and they now have opened a major incident portal where people can submit information about what they might have seen, or if they believe they know someone who was involved in the crash.
In business news, June was another record-breaking month with overall spending up by 9%, according to the latest AIB Spend Trend. The survey revealed ticket sales went up by 143%, with NFL tickets accounting for the rise for the game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Minnesota Vikings in September. Spending on utility bills also increased, with a rise being registered in electric vehicle charging of 59%. AIB's Adrian Moynihan says the spending trend for this year is up 10% in the first half of the year.
June was a strong month for consumer spending. It was up around 9% on the same month last year. That continues a trend we've seen throughout 2025 as a whole, which is up just under 10% for the first half of this year. And I think what it shows is that spending levels remain robust and a good sign for the economy and for businesses.
In entertainment news, Brian May says the 40th anniversary of Live Aid has been bittersweet without Freddie Mercury. The Queen's set at the charity gig in 1985 was one of their most famous performances. Guitarist Brian says Freddie shone on stage at Wembley. He died in 1991 at the age of 45. And in sport, Donegal forward Patrick McBrearty says they massively underachieved in between Jim McGuinness's two stints as manager. The Ulster champions are back in their first All-Ireland final in 11 years after cruising to a 20-point victory over Meath in yesterday's semi-final. They'll play Kerry in the decider. McGuinness says they're expecting a difficult game against Jack O'Connor's team.
They're on a bit of a mission themselves, you know, so yeah, listen, it's great for us, it's a great challenge, we're looking forward to it. We'll have to get the heads down now, get down the road and start that process as quickly as we can and look forward to it.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.